And he said he went to the Concord Gun Show yesterday. He had a friend who had a table, so he was able to sit at that friend's table, but he had to work until 3 o'clock, so he missed the rush, which apparently was in the morning. But he did hand out some flyers and had some conversations about independence. And he's in touch with the gun show organizers and is going to follow up on getting into next year. And I guess there might be another gun show that happens with the different organizers later this year. So he's in touch with them too.
Okay.
And I reported that, oh, we have somebody else.
Welcome.
And so I also checked the Google Analytics statistics for NHEXIT from yesterday, which I don't know if it may be like a 24-hour time frame, so there may not be a full statistics from yesterday yet. But even with a partial report here, it looks like users were up from 5 to 14 per day to 185 yesterday. So there was a 4,500% increase on that one day. So, and then again, this may be only a partial, you know, it may be larger tomorrow when it's had the chance to show the full numbers from yesterday. I don't know how long it takes. So we'll report back on that.
Okay. So there was some traction then.
Yeah, there was. And then somebody did actually, some hater online did actually snap a photo that was pretty decent. So we actually ended up getting a photo from somebody who doesn't like us.
That's great.
Yeah, it's nice when that works out. I'm in touch with the banner guy about possibly doing some more. My thought is, you know, maybe having more hours over one city is better. I'm sure he's going to be all in favor of that because it gets him more money. But, you know, if you're flying in circles for 3 hours, that's probably better than an hour and a half. I don't know. Obviously, if somebody's, like, inside at work, then they're not going to be able to see it. But if the plane's there longer, then maybe they've got a better chance of seeing it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do a Keene trip. That way they can fly over Keene and Swansea and Marlborough, and then we can have plenty of people who know how to work a video camera or a still camera, maybe even go out to the airport, you know, and get actual footage of the plane taking off and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
He's got, I spoke with a guy yesterday asking him if he had some pictures, and he actually did have a photo, but it wasn't good enough. There, it was just low resolution or whatever, and he had a video of the plane taking off with a banner, but it was just by his ground crew, and he says they only use them for training purposes, so they weren't intended for... I mean, he let me have them. I can do whatever I want with them, but they're not that great. Okay. So that, actually, the hater's picture is still the best photo, but if we send our own crew out to the airport or we're just on the ground watching, we could probably get something better.
Well, I think it's a great idea. What time did they go out?
That was, I think, one of the problems. It was early morning, and that's another question I've asked the guy. He started at like 9 in Concord, and then went to Manch, then went to Nashua. So it was probably done by 1 o'clock. And so yeah, I don't know if I got the full 5 hours, but regardless. What else? So I was thinking about the Keene area just so we can get good coverage of it, and then hitting up Laconia during the bike week.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
That's a huge event.
Yeah, it is. And then obviously there's a lot of people here from outside of New Hampshire, but still could get people talking.
Yeah, but you know what? Publicity is publicity is publicity. You know, if you got people talking outside New Hampshire, what do you think is going to happen inside New Hampshire?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. And plus, the bikers are our natural constituency.
Yeah.
So that's my current plan. The statistics on the survey suggest that Portsmouth is actually the worst place for secession support, so I don't know if we should bother doing the seacoast. A lot of people in the North Country like independence, but it's also, there's hardly anybody up there, so where do you send the plane? It's a lot of territory up there, so I don't think we really need to. I don't know about the North. I kind of want to do the North Country, but at the same time, I don't know what the best strategy would be for that. Plus, we have to pay him even more just to drive up to the airport up there and then launch from wherever in Berlin or whatever.
I mean, the numbers, there's not a lot of people up there. You know that southern New Hampshire is where all the population is in the state, so.
Right. Yeah, and North Country is more likely to already agree with us anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, I wonder, does it make sense to focus on people who aren't supporters, or because if you already have supporters, like, you wouldn't want to focus on people who are already supporting you.
Well, the good news is we hardly have any supporters, so pretty much anywhere.
Right.
Who knows what the actual numbers are, but obviously the polls, given the polls are somewhat close to accurate, we know the low end and the high end. I mean, if we consider Survey USA the high end and the UNH survey the low end, then we're between 1 out of 6 and 1 out of 3 supporters.
I wonder what other advertising or, you know, publicity. I mean, this was a great idea, but I'm just thinking, like, what else is there? Oh, the billboard thing. Whatever happened with the billboard situation?
Well, this kind of replaced that.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Like, when I was talking with Daniel Miller from Texit. I was talking to him about billboards, and you know, the thing is, they've done it all, right? Like, he's been doing this for 3 decades, so he's experimented with radio and with billboards and aerial and probably television. And he said he thought that the aerial ads were the best. Now, obviously, it's not a bad idea to try different things. But, you know, I just found myself thinking, hang on, I gotta turn this other mic off, because it's just, I'm hearing myself backstage.
I mean, it seems like to me it might be the more effective thing, but at the same time, it's almost like, okay, well, it was one plane, you know, a couple of times, as opposed to, I don't know, like, I'm wondering if the impression, if you know what I mean, if there's an impression factor here by doing both as opposed to one.
Well, obviously that's true with, like, old media, right? Like, we have to hit people a bunch of times with ads on the radio before they'll even know what they've heard. I mean, there's been studies done that somebody has to hear an ad 21 times before they can even recall or whatever that they've heard it, or that they could identify what the brand is or whatever. So, I mean, there is something to be said for that, but that's also because with, you know, old media and online advertising, you are in such a mix of other ads, you know, you're struggling to try to be a standout and get people's attention in this sort of sea of endless advertising. People are so bombarded with ads. That's why one of the reasons why you have to keep hitting them, just to get their attention in the sort of the crowded landscape. And that was I think that was the strongest pitch about the aerial ad, is that there's literally no other competition in the sky. You know, we don't see aerial banners every day. We see them, you know, once a couple of every few years, right? Like, unless you live in a beach community, you might see them more often if you're, like, in the beach community, where that sort of thing tends to happen a little more often. But your average city or town or whatever, there's no one flying an airplane banner. So it makes you more conspicuous. It makes it more likely that somebody's going to hang on. Say, Pawnee's saying something here.
You should definitely do Lake Winnipesaukee in the summer.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna do Bike Week, which is right there.
Okay.
So I think that's what makes the aerial ads particularly noteworthy and remarkable, I think, would be the right word. That's you know, no one's gonna post to their Twitter account that they saw a Facebook ad promoting secession, but they are going to post about how they saw somebody flying a banner in the sky. So I think there's something to be said for that. But that said, I was thinking about, like, what other unusual ad venues would work. And I was thinking back to my experience with buying ads for cryptocurrency here in Pekin area. And the most effective ads that I did here, I did radio, I did print. And the most effective ones were actually the Monadnock Shopper when it made it to the front page. And I was surprised by how effective it was. Because I always considered the Shopper to be, you know, just this throwaway rag, this fish wrapper or whatever, right? That right. Everybody gets every week. And, you know, if at best you'll glance at the cover before you chuck it in the trash. Yeah. I mean, personally, I actually unfold the paper and will look at all of the stories on the front cover before I throw it away. I never open the Shopper to see what's in there. But
I think you're right on that. I think, you know, if you get it on the front page of something, on like the Shopper specifically, I've only once opened it probably for when those ads were played and they were shown on the inside. But mm-hmm. I was looking for it, right? I've never, other than the front page, I've never looked at anything in there. So without it being on the front page, I suspect it's almost not effective at all.
Yeah, but we did get more entries because remember we were doing that contest where people would enter to win crypto. We did get more entries from that advertisement on the front page, which is, you know, just a puff piece article that they write about you.
Out of curiosity, do you remember what that cost?
It wasn't that bad. I remember it being like a few thousand bucks, I think. But
was that for the getting it on the front page or the whole thing?
Course? You had to buy. They had like a package where you have to buy like a 13-week run inside the newspaper, and then on the last of the end of the run, or after you paid the bill fully, or whatever, then they will do the front page story about you. So that's how that works. And it did pretty well. It did better than the radio ads, and I was surprised by it. So people do actually read that front page. They will read the story. And it is a puff piece, so like they would write whatever, you know, as long as they agree with it. And they may not, because it's political. I don't know if they would turn it down, because they're more focused on businesses, right? So that may be the only problem with that approach. They may want to steer away from offending people. So I doubt, I would bet they would actually turn it down from that perspective, but it did work. And it does go to all 40,000 homes in Cheshire County. And I bet you there's something similar in pretty much every area of New Hampshire to where we could kind of run around and do something like that all over the place. Just have puff pieces written in these publications. But yeah, what other things could we do? I mean, obviously going to events like the gun show, that's a no-brainer. Anytime you can get in front of people directly with information is a good one.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering, you know, if we, thinking about it, if you were to go that route, whatever was published as far as like a Shopper news story, it would probably be a good idea to like be really have some really, really good numbers and statistics and like a really good strong argument for why people should support independence, right? Like, for example, taxes or, you know, stats, like how much are we sending out? How much are we getting back? You know, that kind of information, how much the government takes in taxes overall, just in general, you know, if they're taking 95%, can we get a statistic in there? I don't know if we can find one, but if we can find one that's, you know, showing that if you take all of your average individual's taxes into consideration, and I mean everything, you know, what is that number? And if you compare it, maybe comparing it to the average of other states or something like that, or average of maybe New York or something like that, just to show, you know, well, this is where we're going. The United States is going in the direction of New York. We don't want to go in that direction. This is why.
Right.
Because I think, I mean, finances, we know people, you know, those are things people think about. And that's probably going to be very appealing to a lot of people if you can make that not be lengthy about it, but just in that first Maybe, or maybe in the second paragraph, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Another thing could be to try to get somebody like Alu or Matt or somebody who's a, you know, high-ranking member booked onto radio shows in New Hampshire. I don't know how easy that is. It's probably not very easy because, you know, these people don't want to talk about the issue. But if, you know, that might be another approach to possibly get some free advertising is to, you know, I mean, especially if we could, like, if we can get Matt Santanastasio to commit to introduce the same legislation next year, which I suspect he would because he's so sick. I'll say this. Are you recording this, by the way?
Yeah, I am recording it. If you want me to stop, I can stop. But
yeah, I don't know if I should say this publicly. But
well, hold on.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything we could just wrap the recording up here? Because I mean, we've been here for 20 minutes. No one else is coming in.
Okay.
So yeah, join us over at nhexit.us. Share the article about the news about the new poll that's up right now at nhexit.us, and join our chat rooms.
All right. We're calling it a show then, and